is Ron Burgundy, and you are listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today's topic is a lightning rod for so many people, and I have wanted to have a discussion on it for years, so I'm very excited. Today we will have an enlightening and spirited debate on the subject of guys in the military. But before we dive in, I want to alert our audience to a technical situation we are dealing with today. For the past few weeks or so, the podcast studio has been under construction. In fact, it has been turned into a crime scene. While repairing some insulation, workers discovered a human skull inside one of the walls. And as I know from experience, anytime you discover human remains, you must call the authorities. No exceptions. No matter how tempted you may be to collect human bones, whether they be found in an antique trunk or storage unit or out on a hike, you have to call the police, or at least the ranger station. Do not under any circumstances hold on to a skull that you found because you think it would make a cool paperweight in your study. I mean, think about it. That was someone's head, for cripe's sake. Anyway, since the studio has been closed, we have been recording the podcast from my living room, which has been fine, outside the fact that the crew eats everything in my fridge and never, I repeat, never flushes the damn toilet. It's disgusting. Well, today we are having to record this show from my garage because my living room flooded last night. Yes, I forgot to turn off the bathtub again. So I just want to alert you, the listener, that we have a location change. However, this will not affect the quality of the broadcast in any way. Thank you for indulging me with that extensive explanation, but I feel I owe it to you to display the utmost integrity about every facet of the broadcast.
Wait, Ron, why are you whispering?
Well, I'm not whispering. I'm using what's referred to in the theater as a stage whisper. It is a more projected whisper.
Okay, well, whatever. Why are you doing it? Why are you stage whispering?
I'm just trying to protect my vocal cords, since they are, they're currently inflamed. Yes. Yes, I have inflamed vocal cords.
You have inflamed vocal cords?
Yes, I have inflamed vocal cords. They are fully inflamed. I had too much verde sauce on my carnitas burrito last night, and it burned my vocal cords, and it gave me laryngitis.
Okay, I don't believe you, Ron. We spoke this morning, and your voice was fine.
No, trust me, it's bad laryngitis.
I think your voice is fine.
Oh, okay, fine. You got
Thank
me.
You.
You got me. No, I don't. I don't have laryngitis. Okay, well, the reason why I was whispering is because my garage, where we are broadcasting from right now, is haunted.
Okay.
My garage is haunted, and I was whispering because I'm afraid of waking ghosts. There, I said it. What a relief.
Okay, so your garage is really haunted.
100%. Okay. Absolutely haunted. I have seen things that will make your head spin, and why we had to do today's show at midnight is beyond me.
Well, we moved the show to later because you said you couldn't sleep last night and didn't get up until 3 p.m.
I didn't sleep because I was worried sick about the fact that we were going to record the show in my haunted garage.
Why didn't you just say you didn't want to record in the garage?
Because no one would believe me if I told them that the garage was haunted.
Okay, well, you could have just left that out and said the garage was too messy or something.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second, Carolina.
Right.
Of course, on my street, my trash removal is at midnight.
I really can't think of a worse place or time to report.
We've lobbied the city, and I don't know how many petitions we've put in front of their fat faces. They won't listen to the taxpayer. So many trash cans on my...
It's just cruel to the garbage men at this point.
And of course, our street, we still have old metal trash cans. We don't have the plastic ones, so they make... That's why it's making so much noise.
It's so much.
And the diesel smell. It comes right through that door.
I'm just going to breathe through my shirt.
Okay, Nick, are we good now? Are you still hearing the trash?
No, I think we're clear.
Anything, and we would have recorded somewhere else.
I wasn't thinking.
Run, let's just do the show, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah. As long as the ice jackal doesn't show, we'll be fine.
What?
Never mind. Okay. All right. When we think of the military, there is one issue that I feel is a non-issue. You guessed it. I'm talking guys in the military. Why it comes up year after year is exhausting.
Hi, Ron. Who's your girlfriend?
Oh, God. Pay no attention, Caroline. Let's just keep doing the show.
Pay no attention to what?
You didn't hear that?
Hear what?
I'm going to spank your fanny and make your girlfriend watch.
You will do no such thing!
Are you okay?
You leave us alone! Did you not hear that?
What? I'm not hearing anything. Are you hearing a ghost?
Yes, and frankly, it's chilling. I'm glad you can't hear what the spirit is saying.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. All we can do is continue. As I was saying, the military is one of our more evolved institutions, and when it comes to race and gender equality...
You're my baby.
The military is working for
You're
the first...
You're my baby.
With putting women in combat roles.
You're my baby.
No, I'm not!
You're my baby.
I am not!
What's going on?
Yes, you are. You're my baby.
I am not your baby! Stop it!
Is the ghost saying that you're its baby?
Yes. And it's chilling.
I'm gonna put a diaper on you and you're gonna suck on my nipple.
No, I won't!
All night long.
I won't do it! Especially not all night long!
I'm gonna push you around in a stroller and everyone's gonna compliment you on how big and plump you are.
No, I won't cooperate! What? I won't ride in a stroller!
Okay, is the ghost going to push you around in a stroller now?
Yes, but I won't do it!
You're my baby boy. I'm gonna take you on a slide and you're gonna go, wee!
Never! I won't enjoy the slide!
Run. If we just ignore it, maybe it'll just go away.
Caroline, you have no idea. He's telling me that he's going to push me around in a stroller and then, I guess, take me to a park because he's going to take me on a slide.
Well, these all sound like really nice things to do.
And I'm going to go, whee!
Maybe that's a fun activity?
But I'm not a baby.
Well, of course not. But I mean, I don't know. This
it's so chilling.
Is it?
He wants to put me on a slide and let me...
Is that the worst thing that could happen? It's not like he's trying to kill you or anything. Maybe he just wants to have a fun day at the park.
He keeps asking me if I'm his baby over and over again.
It's hard. I mean, I've never dealt with a situation like this before.
And you can't hear him, honestly?
No,
It's the creepiest high-pitched voice. Why did we do this at midnight?
I wish you had woken up earlier than 3 p.m.
I know, because I couldn't. I didn't get enough sleep. I slept until 3. We just shouldn't have done it today.
It's also just a shag carpet and mostly pictures of you.
And my Laverne and Shirley pinball machine
right.
in the corner.
Yeah.
Which is priceless.
It's intense.
Everyone in the crew keeps asking me how much I want for it. I'm like, there's no price. You can't name a price.
Oh,
They don't make those things anymore.
Yeah.
Penny Marshall and the other lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so if we just ignore it...
It'll just go away.
Maybe it'll
just sort of like ignoring a bully at school.
Okay.
You know? Sticks and stones.
All right. Yep. Let's ignore it.
All right.
Are you my baby?
Why do you keep asking me if I'm your baby?
Do you like trucks? trucks?
Of course I like trucks.
Does baby like trucks?
I like trucks, but I'm not your baby.
Did baby go poo-poo?
No, baby did not go poo-poo.
Oh, God.
So you are my baby.
Stop it!
Do I need to change your pants in public?
You will not change my pants in public.
I'm so proud of you, baby.
I'm not your baby!
What does baby want to be when he grows up?
Baby wants to be a fireman!
Just say that you're my baby.
No!
Just say that you're my baby, and I promise I won't send the ice jackal.
Please don't send the ice jackal!
Is he sending an ice jackal?
Not if he says that he's my baby.
Just say it, Ron.
Wait, you can hear the ghost now?
I honestly could hear it the whole time. I just wanted to see how it would play out.
Here comes the ice jackal.
No! Okay, I'm your baby. There, I said it.
I knew you were my baby.
No! No, the ice jackal! Look over there by my Laverne and Shirley pinball machine! You said you wouldn't send him! Run! The ice jackal will stop at nothing! There is no talisman to defeat this creature! Don't look into his eyes! The ice jackal, everyone out! Everyone out, quick! Let's take a break! Now, let's take a break now! Take a break!
Hey guys, we're back for the Ron Burgundy podcast. It's just me and Nick and Miles, some of the crew. Ron ran out of the room. So we're just looking through the house for him. Right now we're in his rec room. Just to describe, it's a poster of Farrah Fawcett and Cheryl Teagues on the wall. Atari game setup. Mostly a lot of animal hides. Some knives thrown into the wall. A sign that says no girls allowed, which is really mature. Maxim top 100 list ripped out with X's next to some names. Ron, this is a really unprofessional episode, and I apologize for that. Okay, let's go to this bedroom. This is a place I promised my therapist I would never go. Oh, hi, Baxter. Okay, we're looking at a four-poster bed. Mostly furs, some erotic Japanese art on the wall, a mirror on the ceiling. Inexplicably, there's a leather horse saddle on the floor of his room. Let's just walk past that. We don't really need to investigate. Ron? Is that Baxter? Ron? Is that... Okay, I think we got him. Ron? Hey, buddy. Hey, it's everyone. You look pretty in it right now.
Did the ice jackal leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Your house is beautiful.
Did you capture it with the golden net of invincibility?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God I kept that. Oh, we'll have to have some of the guys run down to the market and buy a couple pounds of garlic. We'll have to boil that till the sun rises. That'll be our only protective talisman.
Okay, we can do that. We'll send our PA.
Sorry, I'm in my underwear.
That's okay. This has happened, and this happens to many people.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we just get dressed.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I'm going to pull some clothes.
I might as well take a shower.
No, we have some, the whole crew's here. Okay.
I'll be in a second.
All right. Okay. You know what? Let's just go. Let's leave him. He's taking a shower now. So let's go to the bedroom to record the rest of the episode. Let's just take another break.
Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy podcast. To those of you that are still listening and haven't completely turned this off because it was so frightening, this is Ron Burgundy, and approximately 1 hour ago, myself, Carolina, and our crew barely escaped from my garage to the guest room. In our haste to save ourselves from the ice jackal, I received a gash above my right eye. But that is nothing compared to what could have happened if we had stayed in that forsaken room.
I mean, we just walked out of the room. You were the one who ran to the side of the door.
You people foolishly strolled out of the room.
Right. Well, and we had equipment and stuff.
Oh. Well, don't worry, because we don't have to worry about that room ever again. Tomorrow morning, I will commence having my garage permanently sealed off from the outside world. I will have it cemented in, because no one should have to live through that again.
You're just going to fill the garage with cement?
Just fill it full of cement, so no one can go in there again and experience that awful, awful demon. It'll be, I don't know how long before I will be rid of the images of that crazed jackal caked in blood and ice.
Mm.
Yet some of us will be burdened for a lifetime.
I mean, not some of us. I never saw it or heard it.
Yeah, neither did I. Yeah, I saw nothing.
No one saw anything.
No, it was just a weird garage.
But you felt it.
No.
You felt a cool presence.
No, it's actually warm in there because there's no...
It was an 8-foot ice jackal.
Okay, Ron. I mean, no one saw anything.
Ha! Denial is a much easier path to take when you've witnessed something beyond recognition. Something your soul will never process.
All right, well, maybe let's go to the fact check.
8-foot ice jackal.
Maybe.
And no one saw it.
We can't really address that in the fact check. But, Okay, so for our fact check today, we did pretty well. You had laryngitis.
By the way, under the circumstances, I don't see why you're putting me through a fact check.
I just like to keep the podcast on track as much as we can. Gosh. There's been...
I'm still shaking.
Legal is really on us.
Okay.
About.
All right.
Laryngitis? You said we had
laryngitis.
No. It's laryngitis, which you didn't have, which we talked about.
No, I didn't have it.
Right. But when you do, you'll know it's laryngitis. If you do.
I'm pretty sure there is another condition called laryngitis, though. And that may be more of a, like a psoriasis.
Okay. I don't think
so. A psoriasis of the vocal cords, laryngitis.
I don't even know what that would look like, but.
No, you'd have to do a probe inside your throat.
I don't. Okay.
To do that.
A jackal is usually from a dry climate.
Well, I know what I saw. It was a jackal. It was an ice jackal. It was caked in ice and blood. And it wasn't a bobcat. It wasn't a big game cat. It wasn't a bear. It wasn't a hyena. It was a jackal.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Great. Cindy Williams is the
is
other.
Is the other, is Shirley.
Correct.
Oh. She's wonderful. She was my favorite.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have that pinball machine. How much did that run you?
Well, I bought it retail.
Oh, okay.
$7,500.
Wow. Okay, good to know. I hope you get that out of the garage.
Well, it's going to be sealed off, so that'll right. be, that will be just a tomb.
Oh.
I'm sealing my car in there as well.
You should just take all those
I don't want to go back in there.
Okay.
I'll give you the keys. Would you mind backing it out?
No problem, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, and then you wanted to keep, our subject today was supposed to be
guys in the military,
guys
yes.
Guys in the military.
Which is, once again, it's kind of a stupefying why it's even an issue. I mean, you know. Guys have been in the military since the beginning, and why people get so up in arms.
Did you, is this a typo? Was this supposed to be gays in the military?
Yes. Oh.
That's the confusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gays in the military.
Guys have been in the military for a really long time.
Yes, and that's why I was just like, okay, well, I'm happy to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
You know me. I want to tackle, you know, hard-hitting topics.
Yeah. You've always been.
I don't shy away from any of that stuff, and. Okay, so gays in the military.
Gays in the military. Maybe for another episode.
Maybe we'll, yeah.
We're a little emotionally depleted over here for now.
Because guys in the military, no big deal.
Yeah, they're already in the military.
But gays in the military, still a big issue.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Don't ask, don't tell?
That was repealed by the Obama administration.
So now you can say it.
Yeah.
Great.
Is this a dated topic a little bit?
It sounds like it's a dated topic.
Yeah. Maybe we left.
We should take. Let's take that off the big dry erase board.
Okay, and the we'll take and that off. Maybe the episode where you encourage women to vote for the first time that can go off too, because we've had that right for we've a while. Had,
okay, good. Yeah. No, I know that.
Okay, great.
Of course, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm a modern human being. Right. Here are my final thoughts. Whether you've seen a ghost or had to admit to a ghost that you are the ghost's baby, there's only one thing that matters in life, and that's that no one is going to stop to wipe your ass. You're just going to have to wipe your own with a smile. This is Ron Burgundy saying, no one, and I repeat, no one, puts Ice Jackal in the corner. Thank you for listening. I'm Ron Burgundy, Ron Burgundy Podcast. Oh! Oh! Someone must have seen that. It's back. Stay tuned for scenes from the next episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
On the next Ron Burgundy Podcast.
The note you're handing me says today's topic is poetry?
Right.
No, 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 no. Nope, 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 nope,
yes.
Nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope. This is actually exciting. You got Mr. Peter Dinklage.
Yes, he's sharing some personal poetry, actually. Oh, so.
Okay.
And Ron, let's just leave. Let's hear the rest of the poem, and let's just leave the sound machine alone.
Sound machine. Okay. See, I thought
Sorry. You know what? We're just...
I just imagined with the poetry of it all, it was more NPR than...
yeah, no, exactly.
You know, anything...
That was the vibe that we were going to go for today, so I think we're just going to unplug the machine for a second.
It's totally unplugged. I've taken it off.
Thanks, Ron.
I put it away.
Okay, great.
The wild bee reels from bough to bough with his furry coat and his gauzy wing, now in a lily cup and now setting a jacinth. Yeah,
baby. Carolina, I'm not going to say I told you so, but this poetry episode was never going to work out. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stump. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.